If you were to ask anybody, what is it that you would really like to have said about yourself? Whose life would you look at and say, this is what I would like to have been said about me? Or this is the masterpiece that I would like my life to be. Would it be about how much stuff did I get? Or how big was my bank account? Or how fast did I run? Or how quickly did I get there? Or who did I beat in the process? For some, it might be, and that might be very satisfying. But on a much higher level than that, the answer to that question for me is in looking at the lives of people like Christ, who was perhaps the most influential person ever to live on our planet, ever to be on our planet. Muhammad, Buddha, spiritual masters who were leaving a message about the power of the human mind. More recently in our times, people like Gandhi, who was able to turn around the whole fate of a nation that had been subservient to an empire, the British Empire, all through a nonviolence and all through an approach to loving people and not making conflict something that has to be debilitating or destructive, and to literally put them on a course of running their own lives, all through simplicity and all through a sense of beauty and appreciation. Or Mother Teresa, who labors in the streets of Calcutta, just serving and just giving, and knows what she is for, and knows that she's not against anything. You see, the irony, there's a real irony in all of this, and I'm not here to put down, in any sense of the word, success and performance and achievement. I'm a person who has a lot of all of those things in my life. But I have found that those are the kinds of things that begin to matter less and less, and they show up more and more in your life when you find yourself getting more tuned in to something much beyond all of that. It's like a knowingness. It's like creating a sense of what I'm here for, how I'm going to live this life that I have, and doing it in the service of others, maintaining a sense of spirituality about yourself, maintaining a sense of compassion and caring and love and decency for everyone that you meet, treating conflict and difficulties that come your way not as something for which you have to win or to master, but in fact as opportunities for you to see how you can transcend these things and not to have to use hatred and anger and bitterness and beating somebody else down in order to get to this higher place. It's very much a place of peace, and it doesn't mean like abdicating your role in life. It doesn't mean that you can no longer be an architect or that you can't be a salesman or whatever it is that you choose to do for a living. It's much beyond that. It's the way that you are, not what you're getting out of the way that you are. It's that wonderful work of art that your life becomes, that you begin to see that I can make my life unfold exactly the way the universe unfolds, with a real sense of perfection and harmony and peace for myself. And the more I do that, the paradox is that all of the things that I chased after so hard and so diligently show up in your life in just the right amounts. It's an attitude of knowing, of surrendering, not to anyone, but surrendering from the things that most of us are pursuing all of our lives, where we get on that stress-filled, fast pace. I have to achieve, I have to perform, I have to succeed, I have to become number one, I have to beat everybody else in order to prove myself. You begin to develop an inner sense of harmony that those kinds of things are very low-level determiners of what kind of a human being you're going to be.